From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. After meeting with a top North Korean official, President Trump says his summit with Kim Jong-un is back on. AP Sagar Magani reporting from the White House.
The president's keeping expectations in check.
You're talking about years of hostility, years of problems.
After canceling the Singapore summit just last week, he says it'll likely take more than one meeting to reach a deal on ridding the Korean Peninsula of nuclear weapons.
You're going to have a very positive result in the end.
For now, the president says he's holding off on any new sanctions against the Kim regime.
I said I'm not going to put them on until such time as the talks break down.
And says he'll stop using the term maximum pressure, which is the way he's described how the U.S. is squeezing the North economically. Sagar Magani at the White House.
U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis has criticized China's militarization of the disputed South China Sea islands, insisting that weapon systems recently deployed in the area are meant to intimidate and coerce Beijing's neighbors.
Standing shoulder to shoulder with India, ASEAN, and our treaty allies and other partners, America seeks to build an Indo-Pacific where sovereignty and territorial integrity are safeguarded, the promise of freedom fulfilled, and prosperity prevails for all.
Mattis made the comments at the Shangri-La Dialogue, an annual Asian Defense Forum in Singapore. United States escalating transatlantic and North American trade tensions, imposing tariffs on steel and aluminum imports from the EU, Canada, and Mexico. President Trump says the U.S. has been taken advantage of in trade deals. It's all over. This is VOA News. United States has vetoed a proposed UN Security Council resolution on the violence between Israel and Gaza. That story now from AP's Warren Levinson.
The United States would have had the Security Council ask the Secretary General to propose ways to extend international protection to Palestinian civilians. U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley, who cast the only no vote in the 15-member council, objected to the measure's failure to lay any of the blame for the recent Gaza violence on Hamas, which runs the territory.
The resolution offered by Kuwait represents a grossly one-sided view of what has taken place in Gaza in recent weeks.
The proposal got 10 votes and 4 abstentions in the council. Warren Levinson, New York.
Officials in Venezuela say they have freed 39 political activists who were jailed for their involvement in protests against the government. Human rights groups are saying the government of President Nicolas Maduro has detained hundreds of people for participating in these widespread demonstrations against his government. Maduro won a second 6-year term on May 20th in a much criticized presidential election. Venezuela's leading opposition parties boycotted the vote, and 2 of their most popular leaders were barred from running in the election. The United States, along with a dozen neighboring Latin American countries, rejected the vote as fraudulent. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi offered a thinly veiled criticism of China, even while insisting, on closer relations with Beijing during a speech in Singapore at the Shangri-La Dialogue Defense Conference.
We are the world's 2 most populous countries and among the fastest growing major economies. Our cooperation is expanding, trade is growing, and we have displayed maturity and wisdom in managing issues and ensuring a peaceful border.
Modi also called on the Indo-Pacific region to embrace freedom of navigation as well as territorial integrity and respect for all nations, regardless of their size. While those comments did not specifically mention China, Modi's remarks are seen as a reference to Beijing's increasingly assertive behavior toward its smaller neighbors in the disputed areas of the South China Sea. India has grown close with the U.S., especially as China projects its growing military power beyond its shores. Populists taking power in Italy for the first time with the swearing-in of a new government, pulling together a political movement that is anti-migrant and Euro-skeptic. Political novice Giuseppe Conte is the new premier. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
It's music time in Africa. Welcome to Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell from Washington. Are you ready to put the news aside, give it a rest, and relax to great music? I've got the perfect show for you. We start out with a smoking playlist of current Afrobeats, Gom, Malawian jam band, singer-songwriter guitar tunes from Mali and Eastern Congo, and world fusion from Morocco. Song of the Week is also in this first half. Ever heard of LTD Bulbul from South Sudan? Well, let Kwame Ofori and I introduce him to you. Now, the whole second half of the hour, well, you're going to hang out with me and the Leany Stern Trio. You're going to love it. Leany is a multiple award-winning female electric guitarist with 18 solo recordings under her belt. Yeah, I said 18. And she's teamed up in recent years with two phenomenal Senegalese musicians. And wow, their music is gorgeous. So today, peepas, you get your African music fix from all corners of the continent and the diaspora right here, starting right now with me, Maxi. From South Africa, the darling Shoma Josi kicks us off. This is Huku, her brand new Gom single. It tells a story about a boy who can't show his feelings for her. What? You better get it together, guy. Josi from South Africa with Huku. Hello, this is Heather Maxwell, and we're at the top of Music Time in Africa. Here's Aziz Samawi and his band, University of Ganawa. This short but sweet track is world fusion extraordinaire.
Maghrebian rock, jazz, and gnawa, all rolled up into this snappy package.
Africa avec my sister Maswell.
Eastern Congolese singer-songwriter Zsa Zsa recently released his sophomore album Ndule. I just got my hands on it and I love his sound. This is the title track. Here's what Zsa Zsa is singing about. Music is around every corner. In the kitchen, in the church, at the market, weddings, funerals, even in the forest. You don't need a school to learn it.
Zsa Zsa. Sikia hadisi mwana. Hadisi zilizo se mwana wasasi. Mziki twa imba twa cheza e. Ulitoka Afrika e mwana. Hatuendi kusoma kucheza. Hatuendi shuleni kuimba. Nani yule atasema si ukweli. Mziki ni wetu we. Mziki nzuri toka Afrika. Mchana na jioni twakatika. Utaukuta barabara ni nyumbani. Malipote di. Mziki wale tara haona. Mziki uponyeshwa makonchwa. Sisi twa usherea bila matatizo. Joni kwetu mama di. Sisi twa usherea bila matatizo. Joni kwetu. Kwase mumana. Saa umashida ndugu wenjoni tukatike. Hizo shida sote zitapita. Tele mayaka tobina kopangate. Yoka ndule kala eza kubeta bi mbote. Titongo na pokwa tika to sepela di mana mana. Mziki nzuri toka Afrika. Mchana na uchiyo twakatika. Utaukuta barabara ni nyumbani malipote mama.
Mziki waleta raha aona Mziki uponyeshwa magonjwa Sisi twa usherea bila matatizo Choni kwetu mandekota Nane ukuwandia kadie Ombote imbote na bino Mbote yetu Ondule ndule na biso Ndule yetu Ombote imbote na bino Mbote yetu Ondule ndule na biso Ndule yetu Pashengesie mbote na bino Mbote yetu Ondule ndule na biso Ndule yetu
Hey, hello, music lovers. How you doing? This is Dr. Maxwell, and that was Zsa Zsa. He's originally from Eastern Congo, but now resides right here in the Washington, D.C. area.
Music time in Africa. Tune in to your local radio station Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20, and 2200 Universal Time. That's what's up.
I've got one more song for you here, and then it's time for Song of the Week. South Sudan's gonna be in the house. Now, this is Tribute to Zumana Tereta. It's by Malian singer-songwriter Samba Touré from his just-dropped album, Wande. He sings to Zumana, who passed away recently, and he was Samba's soukou player. Soukou is the one-string fiddle that you'll hear near the middle of the song. Zumana often collaborated with Touré, went all over the world with him. And I personally remember Zumana, too. He was a great player and a very special man with deep knowledge about the soukou and its traditions and its folklore. May he rest in peace. Alaka dayoro sumaye. Alaka hine.
Ambalmo. Jinyete tosoye. Alaka hine angata baubela. Alaku dayoro sumaya. Bara nyogon Anje nyogon Noe zumana tere taye Alaka hinne Anisila mefure bela Kuda ero sumaya Je fais un peu de fin et d'ondo. Bella Jelenia Bonato Monice Monice Tumana Tereta Univaraji
That was Tribute to Zumana by Samba Touré in remembrance of the late, great soku player Zumana Tereta. This is Music Time in Africa.
And this is the Song of the Week.
All right, hello everybody. So now joining me in the studio is Kwame Asante Ofori.
Hey, 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 Mr. Asante here for you now and always.
How are you, Kwame?
Doing great. How are you, Heather?
I'm good. You ready to hear the song of the week?
Yep.
Now, you know the artist is from South Sudan.
Yes, a first for us, actually.
It is. Mm-hmm. And I'm excited to be presenting something from South Sudan.
Same here.
He lives in Kampala, Uganda, though.
Great.
And his name is LTD Bulbul.
Okay.
The song is called Looking for You.
Let's jump right into it.
Yeah.
In this world of life, looking for someone. Yeah. Now you kill me, baby. You die me, baby. You kill me.
That was Looking for You by LTD Bulbul.
Yep.
I'm Heather Maxwell.
And I'm Kwame Asante. And this was Song of the Week.
All right. Hey, babies. You're inside MTIA. And we've got two more tunes on the playlist before my feature this week, the Leni Stern Trio, live from our studios inside the Voice of America, right here in Washington. Here's Tekno's latest single from Nigeria, Jokodo.
When she come for the area, say all the man them Joe Ajo, all the boys down Kologo, say let the dead dance Kologo. You're feeling me, baby, while I'm Golo. I'm the king of the Kunto, and they're loving the way I do this uncle. I'm a kawaii now, Jokodo. Say that baby, come be mine now. Aromashita, Aromashita, in all the days you don't take, Aromashita, Aromashita, say baby give me your love, Aromashita, because I love you with all my heart, Aromashita, now, oh, I'm the good, hey, yeah, oh, my,
Oh mama, oh father, oh nana, I said go yard, no other, Asia, China, you know I wanna control ya, oh cha, oh ah, oh ma, love is in the end, don't leave me, oh yeah, oh, oh my God, if you give me love, I give you more, yeah, oh, oh my God. My love now the coco. If I give it to you, girl, you go jogodo. Yeah, give me the contour. Come here, come get in this photo. Yeah, yeah. My heart is bigger than the ocean. Baby, let me be your Aquaman. And if you give me your lotion, I'm available, girl. When you come for the area, yeah. So all the man them Joe Ajo, all the boys down Kologo. So let the dance go logo. You're failing me, baby, while I'm Golo. I'm the king of the Kuntu, and the loving the way I do this uncle. Yeah. I'm a kawaii and jogodo. Same that baby, come be mine now. I don't want shit down. In all the days, you don't take me. I don't want shit down. Say, baby, give me your love. I don't want shit down. Because I love you with all my heart. Go romance me now, now. Oh, wind up. Hey, yeah. Oh my, school, oh mama, oh father, oh nana, I said the way out, no other, Asia, China, you know I wanna control ya, oh child, what I say, no complication, no complication, I got education, education, my obligation is. Make sure say money day for the occasion. You wanna wanna, hey tapa tapa. Ooh. I like the way your body go sapa sapa. Yeah. Girl, oh faka, hey. Oh tata tata. Baby, get you to me like that, Santa. Oh, if you give me your love and attention, you will never have to mention. You will be my direction every time you go. Yeah, all the man them go ajo, all the boys them follow go. Let me dance, go, go, go. Baby, while I'm go, go. I'm the king of the condo. I do this and go. Baby, while I'm go, go, go. Say, a third of love, baby. Pass your love, baby. I'm about to go, baby. Say, they go on my party, oh. I'm go to go, baby. I'm go to go, Fida, oh. Tafida, oh, God. Tafida, sugar, oh. All of them come by party, oh.
Lovelies, this is Heather, and here's something new and fresh from Malawi, the Umoza Music Project. It's led by London-based producer John Tobin. The song is called Ndikafikabe, or We Will Get There Together.
Pangono pangono di kafikabe, nansi kabe, ama fikabe, ama kwa palize tunda umata di kafikabe,
di kafikabe.
Pangono pangono di kafikabe, nansi kabe, ama fikabe, ama kwa palize tunda umata di kafikabe,
di kafikabe.
Afada simudicha, yeah, da Picasso, di kafikaba malo siti mapeketa, utilaso. Dandi pase bata di kupuda kupina, da Picasso. Di kafine jasi, tisi sangalala, da Picasso.
Kuchamanga siku kida, if you can get there before me exit. Life is an S place, look, overtake it, it's allowed.
black man, kaya white man, kuwa kuwa kaya rich people. Yeah, utawika kwa na palibe anga sise, mungu akaleba palibe anga fufute. Nembi kabe usatope zako zizake, na usagwe mkwati nembi kabe, zote mitawi, hitabe, yendabe, yeah, hitabe, yendabe, yeah,
hitabe, hitabe,
yeah, afana simu ninja,
yeah, hitabe,
yeah. Afana simu ninja, kumalevo,
nikafi kago,
yeah. Nikafi na jasi, tika mwema roma, nikafi kabe,
yeah.
Nikafi kabe.
That was the Umoza project from Malawi.
Music time in Africa.
Awesome.
Tune in online for the live stream. Fridays okay. at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click listen. Then choose VOA Africa.
Now it's time to settle in for the rest of the hour with my feature interview. Recorded live May 17th from Studio 4 here inside the Voice of America headquarters. Leni Stern is an electric guitarist, a vocalist, a songwriter, and an Ngoni player. And in 2017, she was Guitar Player Magazine's 50 top female guitarists worldwide. Also, before that, she was five times in a row awarded the Gibson Guitar Female Jazz Guitarist of the Year. She's released 18 solo recordings since 1985.
I'm getting embarrassed.
And the latest one is called Dakar Suite that was released in 2016 with the current trio that you see here. There's Alioune Fall on percussion and vocals and Mamadou Ba on electric bass. Ladies and gentlemen, mesdames et messieurs, the Leni Stern Trio.
Thank you, Heather.
Thank you.
Bravo. Yeah, gorgeous. What was the title of that song, Lini, and what album is that from?
That's our latest album that has just come out. It's called Three, because one, two, three, it's just us. And it's called Havare, which is Wolof, the language that Alun and Mamadou speak. And it means party. And it is dedicated to the Sabar parties. If you've been to Africa, you know that the Sabar parties, they start at midnight and they go all night. And Aline has played many, many of them. And this is the call to the party. So it's called Havare.
That's wonderful. So, Lini, what made you want to become a guitar player?
You know, I was playing piano and flute, you know, all the instruments that you learn when you're a little kid in Germany. But I found a guitar and I just fell in love with the sound of it. I couldn't put it down. You know, I had to be coached with rewards and chocolates and flattery into playing the piano, but you never had to make me play guitar. Any minute I would pick it up and start playing. Mm-hmm. My brothers used to teach me. They say, like, if you're looking for Lini, just look for the guitar. She's not far.
So you followed your heart there, and you came here to the United States and went to Berklee College of Music.
I did.
In Boston.
Yes, I did.
And what drew you to African music?
Well, you know, in jazz, we have that thing called swing. And nobody can really explain to you what it is. And everybody always ends up by saying, it's something that came from Africa. And I said, you know, Africa is a whole continent like Europe. There's a whole lot of countries in there. Where exactly and how? You know, like, what is it? So I started studying percussion, and nobody could still give me an answer. And then when I went to Africa, I was invited to play a festival there. That's usually how we get any places. Somebody asks us to come and play. So I was invited to play the festival in the desert in Mali. And I started studying in Africa. And, you know, if now you would ask me what is swing, and I said that swing originated from the African concept of polyrhythmic rhythms. You know, you have two rhythms at the same time. It can even be a 4-4 or a 3-4 at the same time. And the interplay of those two rhythms and the, you know, fun you have with them, that is maybe at the source of it. This is not like exactly an answer. Alun, do you think that is right?
Yeah, that's right.
Alun is the djembe player speaking.
And Alun comes from a family of percussionists in Africa that's very famous. Actually, they just named the Grand Boulevard after his father.
What is the name?
Sing Sing.
Sing Sing. Sing.
Yes.
And you have many brothers and cousins and uncles and grandfathers. They all play?
Yes. Born and raised playing.
In Dakar?
Yes.
Is it like a griot type of griot
situation?
Yeah,
it's a griot family. I grew up in the griot family.
Okay. So yes. Sing Sing is a griot family in Senegal.
Yes, and my father's name Sing Sing too.
That's cool.
Yes.
So the street is now called Sing Sing Boulevard.
Excellent.
If you go to Dakar.
All right.
And actually, Mamadou and Alun, when they grew up in Dakar, they had a famous band together when they were both 17.
Oh.
And what was the name of
you
the band?
You two knew each other then since you've been kids?
Yeah.
And now you find yourselves in New York? See, you need the microphone now, Mamadou.
You said you were... Alun, yeah, we were playing, actually, it wasn't our band, with a famous band called Lemzo Jamono. It was a great band. So that's how we met. And then I moved to New York. He moved. And then, you know, Lini was looking for percussionists for this. And then, you know, I called Alun. That's how it started.
That's beautiful.
Yes.
Well, you guys sound amazing.
Thank you.
Would you like to perform another piece?
Okay.
What's this one?
This is a tuning I learned in Mali of the Guni. It's the Tumbura tuning, and it's a scale. It's reminiscent of our Arabic-influenced scales, and it's used in our music and in African music for songs of longing. So this is called Like a Thief. Thank you.
like a thief in the night when everyone is fast asleep.
Music time in Africa.
Hello, hello. This is Heather Maxwell. And for those just joining us, you're listening to a studio interview and live performance with Leni Stern Trio. Leni has just released her latest album called Three. That stands for the number of people in the group. The other two of the three, besides Leni, who plays guitar, and Ngoni in vocals, are Alun Fall on percussion and Mamadou Ba on bass. Here, Leni responds to my question about where she learned the Ngoni, and you'll hear her play that in the final song. And then, all three of them lend their best advice to all of you musicians out there listening in Africa.
At that first festival I played, the festival in the desert. Basiku Kuyate and Amisako were playing with the famous Ngoni Ba band. And
we've had them here on the show before.
Oh, yeah. Yes. So you know them.
Yes, I do.
And I've, you know, the festival in the desert, you're out in the Sahara Desert for 4 days.
Yeah.
With no TV, no radio, no nothing. So I went over to Basiku's tent and we just started jamming. Everybody was always jamming there. And I picked up the goni. And it's funny, the goni, I could play it immediately. I had tried your instrument, the Kamela goni, before. But it's like a harp instrument that requires dexterity in the right hand. That I would have had to learn from the beginning. But the goni is very similar to the guitar. And it has some things that I've always wished the guitar had. You know, you can slide into the notes. Like, you can really play the blues easy on that. You know, it's not killing yourself, bending those strings. This is, like, smooth and liquid. And I could play it pretty... It was related to my guitar, and a lot of the things that I had been trying as I was studying West African music, I had been trying to copy the sounds on the guitar. They were easier to play on the goni because that's where they originated. Like some famous blues licks that every little guitar player all around the world knows, they're not that easy to play on the guitar, but they're really easy to play on the goni because that's the original instrument, I believe, or one of the original instruments. It was played on. My teacher Basiku will say it is the original.
Of course.
I am only a griot by appointment, not by birth. So
interesting. I wanted to ask the two guys, you've made it in music, and that's a lot of young African musicians' dream back at home, to be musicians and to be in the States and to be on tour, be famous people. If you were to give one advice to young musicians in Africa right now, what would it be? Alioune, starting with you.
Your for the music is, if you want to be a musician, just practice.
Like how often? Like 1 hour a day?
Like 1 hour a day, 2 hours. For me, I play every day. 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, mm-hmm. four. Mm-hmm. Even in my bed, I play.
And you learned that from growing up in a family.
Yes, I born and raised. Yeah. It's on my blood.
Okay. How about you, Mamadou?
Yeah, I mean, musician from everywhere wants to come to New York. It was my dream when I was young. You just have to see what you want, what you believe, and have goals.
Do you agree about the practicing?
Oh, yeah. Everything you do, you mm-hmm. have to. Some people need 2 hours, some people need three. If you need eight, you have to do it. It has to get to a point that it's second nature.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's it.
You know, I want to answer your question also. If you're a young African and you want to come to New York and play music, we really need you to know your music, regardless what country you're from. If you're from Zimbabwe, if you can teach us Shona music. Because, you know, I compare it a lot with Europe. We had these big orchestras and we figured out how to make 120 people play together and make it sound good. In Africa, you have these rhythm concepts that we don't have, that are incredibly complex. And we have an amazing shortage of people that can teach us that. I'm very lucky. I study with Alioune and it's very hard. It's a concept that's very different from our concept. When I said before that jazz was influenced by that, the original people that were brought here against their will as slaves, they had studied that music, but it sort of is watered down. We need more of the original information. We need people that come and that teach us. I know when I was in Africa, everybody wanted to play my Stratocaster and I wanted to play the goni because it's like always what you don't have that yeah. seems so fascinating. But I learned that, you know, the value of me as a guitar player was that I understood harmonies because I was born in Germany. But the value of people from all different countries in Africa, and everybody has a different language. I mean, in every country they have hundreds of different languages and different rhythms. If you ask Alioune, he will tell you all the different rhythms from Senegal. And sometimes on our records, he will teach us a song that has a serré rhythm or a song that has a rhythm that is played in Casamance, which is different because there's all the different tribes in Africa and everyone has thousand-year-old traditions. And if you want to come to America, if you want us to be super excited about you coming here, teach us your stuff because we have no other way of learning it.
Thank you. I think we have time for one more song.
Okay, I play this blues. You know, my teacher, Basiku Kuyati, he is my favorite blues player anywhere in the world, bar anyone, including my famous husband and all of his friends. I'm sorry, Eric Johnson.
But Mike Stern.
You guys are my second love. My favorite is Basiku Kuyate when he plays the blues on the goni. And he showed me like this little blues licks and how to play this and the tuning for it. And I've made up my own little blues song, which is called Spell. And it goes like this.
Live music session with the fabulous Leni Stern concludes today's episode of Music Time in Africa. Thank you, sweet listeners, for joining me today. Special thanks to Leni Stern, Alun Fall, and Mamadou Ba for performing for us. Also to LTD Bulbul and John Tobin for sending me your songs. And finally to Kwame Ofori for Song of the Week. On our FM stations, we're live Saturday and Sunday at 1505 and 2005 UTC. And we're also on shortwave radio Friday at 0905 UTC and Saturdays and Sundays at 0905, 1505, 2005, and 22500 UTC. Yeah. Finally, you can always find us online at voanews.com anytime. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa. Till next week, peeps, stay beautiful and stay blessed.